All right, welcome to the Morning After Show, everyone. This is Jordan Van Music Gray. And as always, we are here with Mr. John Prentice and David Chapa. How's everyone doing today?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you, Chapa?
I'm very good, thank you.
There we go.
And yeah, very happy to be here for another show.
Yes, yes, it's absolutely beautiful out there. If you love the rain, I certainly do. Just listening to it's really, really cool. But that's okay. There's a lot of sunshine and happiness happening in the studio today. We do have quite a bit of people listening all around. We have Mandy Moonglow down in Kitsilano. So hello to Mandy. As well, we have Mr. Harry that's listening all the way down in Surrey. So hey, buddy, how's it going? Harry does a lot of great work with the Haley Rose Foundation. The Haley Rose Foundation could not be who they are today without people like Harry. So Harry, we just wanted to say thank you very much for all of the hard work that you do for the foundation. Their success is a lot to do with what you and a lot of people like you do. So thank you very much. As well, we do have Cheryl listening from the Haley Rose Foundation. So hello, Cheryl.
Hi, hola. Cheryl.
Hola, Cheryl.
Oh, you got a fan base, Cheryl. My goodness. So in the background, we're listening to Campare. And the reason why we're listening to Campare, and we will do show announcements a little bit later as well, but I just wanted to... Oh, I don't even have it here. Ha, ha, ha. This Thursday at the Biltmore Cabaret, the Wooden Horseman is album release is going to be is happening, as well as the guests who we're listening to right now is Campare, and as well as Camaro 67. So, I just wanted to do a quick shout-out to those guys. We will go over a few more shows a little bit in the future. As well, I know John has some shows you'd like to get out there pretty quick. But, I just wanted to... I'm going to be at this show. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
When is it going to be?
It's on this Thursday. Doors at 8, music at 9. Get there for 9 o'clock. Check out these other bands. It's really, really good. I'm really excited to see Camaro 67 as well. I haven't seen them live yet, so.
Nice. What were the bands again?
It is Wooden Horseman. It is their album release party. And then the guest Camaro 67 and
Kupatara.
Thank you.
We're listening to in the background. Yeah.
Kutapira.
They're awesome. I love their music.
So. Are they great?
Kutapira. Yeah. Also, tomorrow it's going to be playing... Basset and DJ Ridlian and the Ansa Club tomorrow after 8.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, that is correct.
So excellent.
You guys have a chance if you like that kind of music. Go and check it out.
Yeah. And John, do you have a couple shows you want to
Tonight at Pat's Pub, CITR 101.9 FM and the Scorter Magazine presents Shindig 2016, the semifinals.
Ooh.
So the semifinals start tonight. And the bands playing tonight are the New National Film Board and the Psychic Alliance, which I know they're a very interesting band. Pretty
Those
cool.
Guys are really cool.
Avant-garde kind of just really, they're really great music. And then Ichuta. So they're playing tonight. And I've been given the honor of filming the event for CITR so they can make a little promo for YouTube. So I'll be doing that for the next January 12th tonight. And then next Tuesday, January 19th and the 26th. And on the 19th next week, they have for the semifinals, we have there's a band called Pale Red, Walgren, Winoma Forever. And then on the 26th, in 2 weeks, they have the semifinal bands playing are Atlanteans, Late Spring, and Red Circle. So please come on down. It's only $6 at the door, and support your local music and help these bands become known. And I'm going to have a lot of fun next couple of weeks.
And this Friday, just one more have to announce, is going to be playing Sugar Candy Mountain with Redick Sultan. Giving Hannah and the Cobalt. It's going to be this Friday. It starts at 7 p.m. So go and check it out. Reddit Sultan is an awesome band who plays like a Ron jazz.
Is that this
punk.
Friday?
Yeah, it's going to be this Friday. Friday 15 at the Cobalt.
Oh, Sugar wow. Candy Mountain. Love Frederick Sultan. He's a nice guy.
Frederick Sultan, Deep Hand.
That's cool. That's excellent. I should also note that the Wooden Horseman album release party is a Disorder magazine sponsor as well. So, yeah, there we go. But with that being said, why don't we listen to some Wooden Horseman? We'll come back to you in just a little bit. And, yeah, until then, this is Always Running. This is a live recording from the Juniper Room, so it does take a couple seconds of the audience. So, yeah let's take
a listen. We're listening 101.9 FM.
That's right.
From UBC, so check it out. I want to say hi to Eric Andrew, who is listening.
All right. CITR.
Keep dancing. Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved.
You're gonna live forever. You might think the sun will always shine, but now I think that you're in for nasty weather. Now I think that you're in for a big surprise. But I know the feeling, it'll get you down. It makes you think that there's no way out. These things are gonna get ugly. Get ugly, things are gonna get ugly. You might think you know all the answers. You might think you'll always get it right. But now I think that you're heading for disaster. Now I think that you're running out of time. But I know the feeling, it'll get you down. It makes you think that there's no way out. These things are gonna get ugly. Things are gonna get ugly. Things are gonna get ugly.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
I got my sunshine. Stars are never sleeping. Dead ones and the living, waiting for the first move. Satyrs and their child wives, waiting for the last move. Soaking up our primitive world. Stars are never sleeping. Dead ones and the living. Stars are out tonight. Here they are upon the stairs, sexless and unaroused. They are the stars that dine for you, but I hope they live forever.
To the Morning After Show, 101.9 FM.
So, there we decided to do a little tribute to David Bowie. You know, Sunday evening, the world found out about his passing, and it was exceptionally emotional, very emotional for myself and a lot of my friends. Mr. Bowie was a huge inspiration for a lot of people and a lot of artists that we work with on a daily basis. And that says a lot, because he was, you know, a pop star. And his pop music just influenced the world so much that you could see it in every genre of music. And it was, as everyone kind of woke up yesterday morning, it was...
Yeah, recognizing the... movies, like a great actor in the fashion.
He was great at calling out MTV in the early 80s about them not playing enough black music, as he called it, and there was too much white music. He's done so much for all of us. A lot of people were sad, and a lot of people out there were coming down on people that were expressing emotion yesterday. When we never knew him, we never met him. But this gentleman has been in our lives for the majority of our lives, and it's been it was really, really sad, and we're all sad, and the world weeps. And so we just wanted to play a little David Bowie today for you guys, and we're thinking about you all.
awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on. She was fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the low man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again as I ask you to focus on. Sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the low man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on
Beautiful song.
Yes, we wanted
David Bowie.
Yes, we wanted to thank you, Mr. Bowie. We wanted to thank you. But we...
That was Life on Mars.
That was Life on Mars. I love that song. We were all singing it in here. Anyways, we have a few guests coming into the studio. It was pretty quick. We have Linda Hole coming in right now. So let's listen to one of her songs, Ammunition, as we welcome her into the studios.
Fire away, won't you fire away? Pull back your strings and fire if you may. You've taken giants and you've taken lights, taken my young, still I will fly. Cry craft of this fortress that rests in the sky, this ark of shelter I leave behind. The more you fire, the more I behold. The more you fire, the more I can mold. The flight of the stones and stay through the night with constant. With summer to spring and winter to fall, laughter and cussing drowned out my call. The wind, the weight, the lean, the sway, a warning for boys to watch how they play. The flight of the stones and stairs through the night was constant. 'Cause your ammunition is my mortar, my bricks. Your ammunition is my mortar, my bricks. One night it happened, the final hurrah. A rocket was hurled, my home was unlocked. A bend, a break, a crash of fate. Beneath my gray nest, the boys, they delay. The flight of the stones and sticks through the night was constant. But your ammunition is my mortar, my bricks. Your ammunition is my mortar, my bricks. Your
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
All right, we are back with Linda Hall and Buckman. Sorry about that, Linda.
Lydia.
Sorry,
man.
Yeah.
I already told you. Patient, man. Come on.
I love live air. I'm just going to get off the mic and let John do some talking right now.
Okay, Lydia Hall. Welcome to the show, Lydia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, welcome, Rick and Lydia. And Rick, I know you don't. You like to be known as Buckman Co., right? That's your stage name?
Yes, yeah, that okay, is my stage name. Yeah.
I'll leave the Rick out of it.
Thanks, Sean.
It's great to have you both up at CITR 101.9 FM radio today. So how have you been, and can you tell us a little about your music, Lydia?
Yeah, I've been good. This is a big week. I'm releasing my album this week on Friday. So you just heard the first track off the album, Ammunition. And we have a couple big shows coming up to celebrate the release. So, yeah, feeling excited and happy to share this new record.
That's great. And also, don't you have a show at the St. James Hall on the
23rd.
Yeah. 23rd.
Yeah,
and your guest that night is Sloan.
Jasper Sloan.
Yep. Yeah, he's awesome. Really talented. I was listening to his music last night, and that'll be good. So buy your tickets for that show, and also for the show on Saturday at the Coast Capital Theater, our Playhouse Theater down at the White Rock. I think the address is 153. I can't remember anyway. So
don't worry, we tell you the address.
Yeah. We'll put it on the podcast.
Look at the Facebook event, and you'll find all the information there. And that's great. So, would you like what song would you like the listeners to listen to? The next song.
We're playing Heading North right now in the background, so I guess we'll. Why don't we give Could Have Been the Wind a spin? That's a song I co-wrote with Winston Hosschild, and it's just kind of a fun, groovy tune that the band, we all like to play it, and yeah, I think you'll like it. We have some cool backing vocals on it, and it's just kind of a fun, groovy tune. So
that's awesome, and we'll listen to that, and we'll come back and talk some more.
Sounds great.
Sky in the east, smallest town I'd ever seen. Let my hair grow, you watched it in the breeze. Told jokes, so you're daddy like me. No. Tumbled out. Could have been the wind. Could have been me. Could have been something you just wouldn't be. Had to find out if you'd moved on. Had to figure out how far you'd gone. Talked as we drove back to your car, but all alone. Saw a bird fly with a broken wing. Miracle born of suffering.
We're back. Hi, Rick. I know him because I've known him for a while. So what's new with your music in this year?
I'm planning some tours right now. I'll be heading to Hawaii for a tour of the islands. Actually, just Big Island. I'm playing a festival called Flow Fest next month. So I'll be leaving in about 10 days.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of booking the the rest of the year right now, planning a tour of Australia. So we're taking that album to Hawaii and then taking the album, the new album, Malamaka Aina, to Australia and then to Indonesia. And then I'll be back for the summer festival season.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. You've got a great year lined up for your music so far.
Yeah, and it's looking like that.
Yeah. So that's interesting, filming in Hawaii. I actually watched the video, the official video, the other day, and it was really well done. Well, by that production company in Hawaii.
Thank you. Yeah. Ina Media. Yeah. We did a great job. We, over like 3-4 days, we went all over the island, jumped off some cliffs, went into some beautiful valleys, and yeah, just kind of captured a little bit of the big island, which is where I wrote a lot of the album. And so it's really cool to be going back and touring there pretty soon.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of fun in the nice weather and getting your music in a broader audience.
There's a great community of people there. So yeah, it's really cool that we're actually doing a bit of a tour. It's called Cascadia Aloha because we have some people from the Pacific Northwest playing with some Hawaiians out there. So we're kind of building a bit of a bridge between the communities and the cultures there.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So you're playing at the Coast Capital Playhouse on Saturday with Lydia. Do you have a bit of a band with you? Or
no, I'll be playing this one solo, kind of back to my roots.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm just trying to find on YouTube your
Malama Ka'aina.
Malala Kanaima.
Okay, that was the best yet, John. I've heard a lot of radio presenters try to say it, and that was really cute.
What did that mean?
It means to respect the land, to live in harmony with the land, and it's a Hawaiian expression, and is the title track of the record. And the album wasn't going to be called that, but after we kind of assembled the songs, and maybe Lydia can speak to that, you have this collection of songs and you're not really sure how it's all going to fit together and what the order is and what the overall feel or theme might even be until you've finished it. So at least that was for me the experience of making the record and then sitting down and looking at it and seeing what the overarching theme is and what the feel is. Mm-hmm. A little bit different than like David Bowie's record, which I think he totally had a feel of, it was like his parting gift, and you listen to the record and you're like, oh yeah, this is his goodbye album and his final sort of thing. So that's David Bowie and he knew what was coming.
Yeah,
so.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to your Bucks. Sorry.
Go ahead.
We're going to listen to your new video. And then talk some more and then get you to play a live song. But right for now, let's listen to his video, Malama Ka'aina.
Yeah, you nailed it, John.
Yeah, good.
Got it. Right on, man.
And then we'll get right back, talk to you some more.
Okay, that's great.
Thank you.
Oh, for society. Now roots grow deeper than you may know, and hard times inspiration will show you the way. Boku no imai, lamaka aina, lamaka oana. Boku no imai, lamaka aina, lamaka oana. Boku no imai, lamaka aina.
Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have
I faced it. So can you. For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
What kind of guitar is that? Oh.
Hello, hello.
Hello, we're back. CITR 101.9 FM. My name is John Prentice. I'm here with Jordan Van Music Gray and Chapa.
Thank you so much. So, Lydia, you were saying that before this album was recorded in the Afterlife Studios.
That's right, yeah. So I recorded this record kind of from January till May of last year at Afterlife Studios, which is a really beautiful studio run by John Ram in East Vancouver. And they've since moved out of that studio. It was there for about 13 years, and I was the last person to record there. So
that was
it's kind of pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I had some really great talent from the city playing on it. I had Jesse Zubat on strings, who, if you've ever heard of him or seen him play live, he's just quite incredible. Tons of kind of layers that he added and just really interesting ideas. So that was really lucky. And I also had Paul Rigby on guitar, who's one of my favorite guitar players. So lots of people that I thought, and Chris Jestrin on organ, who's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, probably the best keyboard,
player. So I was very lucky, and Darren Perez on bass, also just the loveliest guy. So it was a really great group of people, and we had lots of fun.
Yeah, I read about the musicians that played on your album. They're from a band. They're all from
A lot of them play with Frazee Ford.
Yeah.
And with a few of the other, they're all great players that kind of play with many bands in the city. So
that's
great.
I
was lucky to get them.
It was awesome that they could help you with your new album to make it sound.
I definitely had kind of strong ideas of what I wanted on the record, but then working with, you know, really amazing musicians, they bring their own thoughts and ideas and kind of elevated every song, I thought. So
that's awesome. But also, your songwriting wasn't lost. It was presented in a better music.
Right. And I think, one of the conversations I had with those guys, they were just excited to kind of have some different stories and different themes, because they said, you know, so many songs that we plan are just breakup songs, and we're happy to have something else, something a little bit more interesting to play on. So that's, I think, what my album brings from, you know, my English literature background and just kind of my interests. They lie in all different kinds of themes and ideas and stuff. So lots of images and colors and ideas on this album.
Nice. So how many songs? You have 9 songs?
So we have, I started off with about 12 songs, but I pared it down to 9 of the strongest ones that I thought I wanted to make sure that they're, you know, really, really strong songs, and I think they all are, so.
Yeah, so far we love the album. It's so good.
Thank
you. It's going to be releasing this Saturday, right?
So the album's going to be out this Friday. I already have one video out that we filmed in a beach house over on Pender Island where I wrote this record. So you can check that out. And then, the full album's going to be out on Friday. So,
Are you from the island originally?
Yeah, my family's from Pender Island. So I spend a lot of time over there and do writing. And that's why I kind of have a lot of, my last record was called Boats, and a lot of kind of ocean imagery. And so this one, it kind of continues on with that theme of, it's called Heading North. And the same thing that Buckman was saying earlier, just about trying to find what the string is that connects all of the songs together. And I kind of looked at this idea of heading north, and that seemed to really fit with all the songs, that they're striving, they're investigating, and they're kind of really about kind of pushing your boundaries and moving forward or upwards.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful place over there to feel inspired and to be relaxed and to rise.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of talent in the island.
Yeah.
So Lydia, what are your expectations about your show coming up? Album release show.
Yeah, well, we're really excited this Saturday for our show in White Rock. Really wonderful support from the community. Everyone's very excited to have Buckman Co. out there. It's your first visit out there, I think. And just kind of bringing a really great, fresh, new sound out to a lovely community that I grew up in. And and then the second show, we're going to be at St. James Hall in Vancouver, which is my favorite venue. Just like a really warm, inviting space. And to me, it kind of feels like a community hall, like from the islands or something that's just right in the heart of our city. So that's through the Rogue Folk Club.
Yeah, the Rogue Folk Club.
Yeah.
They presented it.
That's right.
Organized it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited for your music events coming up. And
great.
I'm excited for Saturday because I'll be at your music event at
great.
The Playhouse there.
Great.
And looking forward to seeing Buckman Co. playing again.
Me too.
So,
Go and check it out because Buckman is going away. He's going to be touring. He's going out of Canada. That is correct, right?
That's right.
So it's your last chance to
last
see
chance,
him.
Yeah, gotta see him.
Yeah, so yeah, he's not coming back until the Summerfest, right?
Yeah, I'll be back in Summerfest.
I'll actually be back
in February after that and doing a little tour through BC with a singer called Erica D. And we'll be putting on another show for Syrian refugees in February. So actually, that'll be beginning of March. So you can look out for that.
Yeah,
I'll be back in there. So, yeah. Yeah.
I'll definitely try to come out and support you. So we're going to have Buckman Co. perform a song live in the studio. We're blessed to have him here today. So Buckman, what song had you prepared for us today?
Well, I guess it was back in December. Lydia had put together a thing for the acoustic guitar project with the Rogue Folk Club, and there was a project where all these people around I think around 50 different cities would have a week with the guitar, and they would write a song with that guitar. So since Lydia invited me and had me at that showcase for the screws right there.
We're multitasking.
Yes. So I'm going to play a song that I wrote basically because Lydia had me do this thing. So it's called, what is it called? Not Giving Up. Whoa, mama, tired of this war. Where's the laughter and the kindness that used to fill up the halls? But we do with it all, 'cause we don't recognize ourselves. Save us from this hell. When we started, all was good. My quirks were kind of cute, but now, baby, you're a fuse. When I wanna get next to you, you're pushing me away. Still say you want me to stay. It's driving me crazy, but I feel it so strong, my love for you. That's why I'm not giving up. That's why I'm not giving up my love for you. For you, I feel it so strong. I feel it so strong. That's why I'm not giving up. That's why I'm not giving up. My love for you is what keeps me going strong. Whoa, mama, living was easy. To take in the sunshine, drink a glass of wine, like a picnic in the park. But now it's after dark, and the laugh in your phone just ain't enough in these times. Take it, leave it. And we all got our dark side, and we're all just full of pride. We came here for a reason. Let's return to our graves. Let me see that smile on your face. Ooh. But I feel it so strong, my love for you. That's why I'm not giving up. That's why
love for you, my love for you. I feel it so strong, I feel it so strong. That's why I'm not giving up, that's why I'm not giving up. My love for you, my love for you. I feel it so strong, I feel it so strong. That's why I'm not giving up, that's why I'm not giving up. That's why I'm not giving up, that's why I'm not giving up. My love for you is what keeps me going strong.
You just listened to Buckman Coe. The song. What was his song?
It's called "Not Giving Up."
Not giving up.
Yeah, so that was written for the acoustic guitar project that that we did through the Rogue Folk Club, and that's a song that I wrote in a week. We all had to write a song in a week. So.
So if you're liking the music that you're hearing today, come and support these two artists at their shows coming up. And I'd like to thank Lydia and Buckman Coe for coming out to UBC. CITR 101.9 FM, and I look forward to your show on Saturday.
Great.
And thank you, you two, for coming up.
Thanks for having us.
I really enjoyed both your music. And
great, thank you.
Beautiful voice, man.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. It was really nice meeting you, and hopefully we can see your show on Friday.
Saturday.
No, Friday is there. Friday is the video release, right?
Friday the album release. The album release. You can listen in the comfort of your own home.
So what are those dates again of the shows?
All right, so me and Buckman are playing this Saturday, the 16th in White Rock, and then the following weekend in Vancouver, myself and Jasper Sloan Yip, January 23rd at St. James Hall. So hope to see you guys there.
Got a thing for these mixed Asian openers, eh? Hey, Lydia?
Yeah, this Lydia Holland, the album is Heading North.
It's a beautiful album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. www.lydiahall.com.
Great.
You can check it out.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Right through the world.
to get on a mystery train running down that endless track. If I had to do it, I would do it again. And here I am, now it's running right. And I'm running right through the world. I'm running right.
Just listen to the Toasters, New York City's famous ska legends. Don't Let the Bastards Grind You Down. And if you love ska music, they have a show with Los Furios and Jesse LaBoudre's band on Sunday, February 7th at the Rickshaw Theater, which is 254 East Hastings. This show is promoted by Super Cheeto Productions, Yucca Stereo, and Los Furios. Are proud to host their old friends, the Toasters. So go to ticketfly.com to buy a ticket, and I'll see you at the show.
Yeah, the Toasters are coming back for the third year in a row, February 7th. It's going to be an awesome, awesome time.
Cool.
I needed to take a breath during that sentence. My goodness, why do I do that to myself? So we have Adam... You're going to have to say your last name for me. I don't
want to.
Zulkifli. Zulkifli.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah,
Adam Zulkifli. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. She's
beautiful. I'm just going to put on some background music. This is The Way I Feel About You by Adam Zulkifli.
Yeah, Zulkifli.
Right on.
Zulkifli. So tell us a little bit more about you, Adam.
Well, I've been playing music all my life, and I've got a diploma in music on the drums, but for one reason or another, I decided I want to be a singer, and I've been writing a bunch of songs, and I've just finished recording 3 songs. I've got a couple songs out there on iTunes and SoundCloud, everywhere you can find music. Awesome. And yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about these 3 new songs that are coming out in the next couple months.
Awesome, and you are going away soon?
I'm going away tomorrow for half a year. I'm going to be in Asia and Europe. I want to see my dad. My dad lives in Malaysia. And so it's going to be a crazy trip, and I'm trying to get my songs on the radio in Malaysia.
So we could kind of call this the morning before show then. Yeah, before you're going off to Malaysia. Yes, that's going to be awesome.
Definitely can.
We wish you a good trip.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Thank you. Thank you so much. So actually, I have a song about traveling. And since I'm going traveling, I might as well play it for you guys.
Yeah? You want to play it right now?
Man. Sure, why not?
Awesome.
All right. This one's called They Call Me Crazy. Woke up this morning with the sun in my eyes. Gotta get on that plane. Going summer cold, I'm gonna hit some slopes. Going summer hot, cause you just can't stop. Opened up my eyes at 40,000 feet. Looking at the clouds, I'm gonna take that leap. I hear Monterosa calling out my name. But if I go, I'll never be the same. They call me crazy, but I just don't care. I pack my bag and I'll be on my way. Next thing I know, I'm on a sandy beach. That's when I knew my dreams were in my reach. I asked myself, how did I end up here? Sipping on a coconut in Langkawi. They call me crazy, but I just don't care. I pack my bag and I'll be on my way. They call me crazy, but I just don't care. I pack my bag and I'll be on my way. I said, they call me crazy, but I just don't care. I pack my bag and I'll be on my way.
Yeah, that is awesome. We'll be right back after this message, man.
The UBC English Students Association is hosting the Colloquium, their second annual conference, on Saturday, January 30th, from noon to 6 in the Dodson Room in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center. The Colloquium will feature presentations from English students as well as feature faculty presenters, including Dr. Robert Rouse, Dr. Tiffany Potter, and Dr. Adam Frank. Attendance to the Colloquium is free and refreshments will be provided, so please visit the UBC English Students Association on Facebook in order to reserve your free ticket.
come out to CITR's Shindig each week to hear the bands duke it out to be the winner of their night. Now, come out to hear the winners compete to make it to the finals. Each semi will feature three of your past winners, with the winners of the semifinals guaranteed a place and a prize in February's final. The first semi is happening on Tuesday, January 12th, featuring the winners from Nights 1, 3, and 9, the New National Film Board of Canada, Echuda, and the Psychic Alliance. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings at 8 for locally made beer, pool, music, and an epic night. Cover $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Listening to the Morning After Show 101.9 FM. We still have Aaron Sutcliffe.
Hey.
Here in the studios. I just want to announce a show very quickly tomorrow. And the 10 Tapas is going to be playing Celine Chandro there. So check it out if you can. This is in Beach Avenue.
Great.
Awesome. All right, you want to play another song for us, Adam?
Sure. Why not?
All right.
You know, I was dating this German girl for a while, and she's cool. She's from Hamburg. I wrote this song for her. It's called "You Make It Better." It's a rock and roll song, rock and roll love song. Before you came into my life, my life was good, and before you came into my life, I wanted nothing. But I want you to know, you make it better. Yeah, I want you make it better. Everything is just the way I wanted before you came along. And nobody would ever do me wrong. Then you came along.
Yeah.
But I want you to know, you make it better. Yeah, I want you to know, you make it better. Never see so many shooting stars and the blood red moon. Oh, and burgers never taste so good as when I'm with you. Oh, I want you to know, you make it better. Yeah, I want you to know, you make me better. Yeah, I want you to know, 'cause you ought to know, you've got to know. Yeah, I want you to know, you make it better. You make it better. You make it better. You make it better.
Oh,
wow. Woo, woo. There it is.
That was awesome.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for everyone for tuning in today, listening to the Morning After Show. Thank you to Adam for...
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you to Lydia and Buckman Co. for coming down, playing some music with us. Shay's just around the corner. I'm looking at her. I'm waving at her.
Yeah,
she's,
we need to get out of here now.
I want to say, visit me online, adamzulkifli.com, AdamZulkifli. You can find me on all the social media from there, and my songs are on there.
Yeah, and are you on YouTube as well and all those other
things? Yeah, I'll be... adding more videos as well. I've got a few, but I want more.
Awesome, awesome,
yeah,
awesome.
Send it to me. Send it to my wife, man.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah,
thank you, Adam. Really enjoyed your music.
That was awesome.
All the best.
Thanks so much.
And, yeah, Shay's coming on. Just one more reminder, Toasters are in town next month, so it's really exciting. So we'll leave you with some of those Furios. Remember what's going on throughout the week. Support your local artists. And yeah, we will see you guys next Tuesday morning. Sorry about that. I froze up. Here we go. Some again.
Today, I think, was Bernard Cuffling talking about his theater experience. If you haven't seen it, go to our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/UrbanRushShawTV4. And just watch Bernard's...
Here we go. See you guys all next week. And hello, Shay.
Lots of money.